You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Meeting personal hygiene needs is hard when you live on the street, but a new nonprofit is trying to change that. Simply the Basics launched just last year, and it's providing homeless shelters and nonprofits with basic hygienic needs like tampons, but also soap, toothpaste, deodorant, and other personal care items that help keep people healthy, but also help them live with dignity. It's called the Hygiene Bank. Megan Freebeck is founder of Simply the Basics. She talked with me in our studios this morning.
We really began with the idea that you can't focus on any goals like mental health or sobriety or even just general administration at a nonprofit if you're spending hours trying to get toilet paper and feminine hygiene products and soap for your clients. So we wanted to remove that challenge.
And you found that was happening, just like that was a burden or a challenge?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it was the inconsistency of donations. A nonprofit, a shelter might receive 50 boxes of soap 1 week mm-hmm. that they couldn't even store and then go months with nothing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what we're doing is solving the operational problem. We will take that soap off their hands and give it to them as they need it. We did a survey of the shelters in the Bay Area and the homeless programs. And it turned out that on average, over 12 hours of staff time a week was spent just on handling donations from people who should be working on clients and mm-hmm. should be helping them get out of homelessness.
Right. So let's talk about this stuff. You talked about soap. What else is there that's important to do?
We really want the clients and the shelters to define what they need. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of it, is it's not up to us to decide what is your need.
And what are they saying?
Clean socks and underwear are
really
big. Yeah. Definitely shampoo, soap. We try to provide items with dignity and choice as well. So we found that, you know, we were at first making the mistake of giving the same shampoo to everyone, but different ethnicities have different hair and different needs. So now we're really trying to make sure that each individual has a need that suits them. Dignity is the word that we say over and over
again. Interesting.
And
so the shelter or the organization lets you know.
Yes.
Even like the demographics of the people.
Yeah, we ask them right off the bat the ages, the demographics. We ask them what are the basic needs, but then what else would build confidence? You know, a women's program, it's not just about shampoo and lotion, but it might be about makeup. It might be about perffumes or deodorant, something that could really build confidence again as well.
Hmm.
In the same way that shelters don't worry as much about food, because we have these amazing food banks, we don't want them to worry about clean underwear or socks anymore.
Because it's not just about feeling good about yourself, it's also about health.
Absolutely. We are considering ourselves just as much a homeless program as a public health policy program. You know, people who are homeless, they rarely die of hunger anymore in the United States, but they do die of infection, and they are going to the emergency room a lot. And when we spoke to San Francisco General, we asked them, aside from overdose, why do people come in? And it's infection. They're getting heart disease because of gingivitis, because they can't brush their teeth. They have foot diseases, skin diseases. All these things that could be preventable with very, very basic hygiene care. So it's both about dignity and appearance. I couldn't imagine even coming here today without having washed my face and brushed my teeth. But it is about overall health and making sure that people can continue to walk to their next social service appointment because they have clean socks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the power of that I feel good about myself? What does that do for somebody, do you think?
You know, depression and self-esteem are so interwoven with homelessness. And both for our providers, you know, a little story of when we did that first feminine hygiene product drive, we did include makeup samples and perfumes and other kind of higher needs. And when we brought them to a domestic abuse shelter, I met a woman there who said, I never slept on the street, but for months I haven't been able to feel like myself. And just to be able to sit with the other women there and swap makeup and feel not just presentable, but feel confident again was so huge. It was huge for me. It made me want to keep doing this. It was huge for her. And I asked her, you know, what do you do with your daytime? She said, right now she stays at the center. She doesn't leave. But what she would like to do is she would like to visit the library. She'd like to visit social work. She would like to visit, you know, job interviews and all these things that you can't really do if you don't feel good about yourself.
Right, right. Yeah. What did you do before this and what brought you into this and why? Yeah. What does it do for you?
I come from Chicago and homelessness is a big issue there too. And I worked at a homeless shelter that was interim housing. So you really got to know the clients and they stayed there. And so moving out here, I do also work with San Francisco Suicide Prevention during the day. So an amazing organization that deals with mental health. And we had a lot of callers who are homeless on the lines. And having this connection to working in homelessness in Chicago and hearing people who are homeless, I almost expected them to talk about how hungry they were or how they needed housing. But so much of what they would say they needed on the lines was, I just need somewhere to go to the bathroom. I just need somewhere to shower. So, you know, where it came from was already having worked in homelessness, but I would walk down the street, and you can't walk a few blocks in San Francisco right now without seeing someone experiencing homelessness. And I felt a little bit like when you go through a breakup and you always have that image of couples and your past in your mind. So I wanted to reconnect to that. I wanted to do something. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it would become this big. I definitely thought it'd be a one-time feminine hygiene drive and I would feel satisfied. But I'm definitely not satisfied yet. There's a long way to go. And hopefully we will get to a point where, just like you know, there's 10 places to get a hot meal every single day in the Bay Area. I want it to be the exact same about a hot shower. So that's the goal.